Welcome to The Connection, a weekly radio program where we share our experiences and expertise with stories of caring, courage, and change right here in Connecticut. Listen to learn about needed resources to improve your well-being and transform your life. Now, here are the hosts of The Connection, Lisa DeMattis-Lepore and Anne Baldwin.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of The Connection right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. And we've got a little switch up in our lineup this morning because Lisa DeMattis-Lepore, who is CEO and executive of The Connection, isn't feeling well. So we hope she gets better, and in her place is Beth Connor. And Beth is also with The Connection. What's your title now?
Chief Strategy Officer.
Chief Strategy Officer. I think that's my title every day, right? Isn't life just one big strategy?
All other duties as assigned.
All other duties, and loving every minute of it.
That's right.
And we've got one of our more handsome guests in the studio today, I might add. Ray Bovich is here, and he's the past president of the CFA Society Hartford, and also senior partner and chief investment officer at Aegis Wealth Partners. So, Ray, thanks and welcome back.
Thank you. Good morning. Good to see you.
We get you here once a year, whether we like it or not.
Whether you like it or not, exactly.
Because you've got a big event coming up this week,
do.
And we want to talk about that. We want to talk about why you do what you do and the fact that the proceeds go to The Connection and so many of their great programs. So why don't you talk a little bit about the race and what were the things I just said, CFA Corporate 5K. So who are your CFA buddies?
So CFA is Chartered Financial Analyst. It's a professional designation, generally considered to be an equivalent to a Master's of Science in Finance. There are about 140,000 charter holders worldwide. We're organized by the CFA Institute, and CFA Society Hartford is one of the 140 or so member societies worldwide. The mission of the society is to support the mission of the Institute itself, which is to promote education, ethics, and professional excellence within the financial services industry. To get to your next question, we do this because historically the charter is held by institutional investors, portfolio managers, analysts at large insurance companies, banks, etc. Over the past number of years, a growing number of charter holders in their private wealth space, which is where I operate out of, and you know, as the bad joke goes, mom knows I'm a CFA, but she doesn't know why I can't do her taxes. So the reason the society is involved, and one of the reasons society is involved in the race, is because if you look at other road races, the title sponsor typically is a B2C organization, business-to-consumer organization. So this is an effort for the society to bring the understanding, the awareness of the charter holder to the private wealth investor, to the individual. So that's our selfish reason for getting involved. But truly, another part of the reason is we're a very well-off organization, and we feel like we can do well in the community, and we're very happy to partner with The Connection and their good works through this event.
And I think, too, another reason that you're doing this is because you have a lot of runners.
We have a lot of runners, exactly right. Yeah,
right.
It's a healthy organization. Sure
right.
is.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember last year there were even, you know, some folks that were, there were some porta potties there, and they walked, it was like Superman, right? They walked in a suit and they walked out in their shorts and sneakers. And it was really cool to see because it is happening, and it's downtown Hartford, and it's the fourth annual 5K charity race. And so what time does this whole thing kicks off in Bushnell Park?
In Bushnell Park,
which
right.
is kind of cool too. So for a lot of these folks, they just walk out of their offices, you know, walk over to the park, and you know, it's a fantastic event, very well organized. And you don't have to be in this organization to
No, not to, at all. No.
To
so
run.
We're happy to be the title sponsor. It's our fourth year. Mm-hmm. For clarification, it's our fourth year as title.
What did I say?
Fourth annual.
Mm-hmm.
It's our fourth year as title sponsor.
What's the difference between fourth year and fourth annual?
Well, the race has been going on for over 20 years now. JB Sports organizes it. A little pitch to them. They have been organizing the race for over 20 years, and they do all the hard work for us.
I'm confused. If it's the 20th race, but the fourth annual.
Typo there on that sheet of paper.
Well, I think the fourth annual with that title.
With
I think that's
title,
where we're...
Right.
Okay.
So,
okay, I'll let it go.
The CFA Society came in 4 years ago
Correct.
As the title sponsor.
The title.
But before
okay.
that...
The Hartford Corporate 5K has been around for
right.
over 20 years.
Okay.
Exactly. And it's
right.
been bringing corporate partners together to come out and race and support a great cause for many, many years.
Exactly.
So you have individuals that can sign up to run, and then you've got a lot of corporate teams that also participate.
So we're expecting about 1,000 runners, whether they're affiliated with a corporate team or not. Corporate team just means you all work for the same company. So, you know, Ann Baldwin Media could put up a team, and all there you go. All you need is 4 runners who are willing to go and jog around the course.
Or walkers, for that matter.
Exactly right. So we have a number of prizes will be handed out to runners in different categories and also corporate teams in different categories.
You know what's cool, too, is for the first 700 people who sign up, you also get a really cool tech T-shirt.
T-shirts are great.
They are. Save me one, please. Medium.
Well, only if you run.
I know people.
Okay.
You know, the fun thing that I see, and I make comments about it, is I see these T-shirts walking around the rest of the year.
Oh, sure.
The T-shirts are so cool. I can be in any part of the state and notice somebody has one of the CFA Society Corporate 5K T-shirts on, and I say, they must have run in the race.
Right.
But they're such a great shirt, people do wear them afterwards.
Right, and they're a great workout shirt. I think I told you my story, or you heard the story that I told Lisa a couple weeks ago, where I had my Run for Recovery T-shirt on at a store, and a young man approached me and asked me about recovery, and we got talking, and it was just a great moment.
That's right.
So it's it's like a walking billboard, right?
Exactly right.
So that's perfect. So it's too late to mail in your entry. So why don't you talk a little bit, Ray, about how?
So you can go to jbsports.com.
JB. B as in boy.
J as in John. B as in boy. Sports, all one word, .com, and you can register online. You could also register at the night of the event, again at Bushnell Park on Thursday, August 2nd. Registration at the park will begin at 5 o'clock. The race will kick off at 6:20. Mm-hmm. And, as Beth just said, first 700 participants get a really cool tech shirt. Mm-hmm. There'll be cotton T-shirts, for people after that. Hot dogs for everyone.
Lots of hot dogs.
Lots of hot dogs.
Oh, here we go. And I see beer here.
And beer here. For 21 and over, Hog River Brewery is providing complimentary beer, beer per finisher over 21 years old. And then the party goes to the brewery afterwards, where I believe you get a discount if you show up with your race bib.
20% off.
20% off, exactly right.
Last year, I remember, I still laugh about this, Beth and I, she wrote me into volunteering down there, and I remember our job was to set up the trophies. Remember that?
Yes.
So there are all these different trophies in all these different categories. I'm like, how hard can this be? It was hard.
It was hard.
Well, you know, it's going to be different this year. So this year, I don't know if you know this.
I do.
Ray,
yeah.
So the awards are not going to be trophies this year. They're going to be pint glasses.
That's right.
And we're just on the phone with the race director's team, and they were telling us they're very excited. They received these pint glasses, and they said that they are just an awesome prize. They're looking forward to distributing them.
That's right.
But we won't have to set up the awards by category. Everybody gets the same award, basically.
Okay.
And so that'll be fun. We also have some new participants this year. We have new food vendors.
That's right.
We have a peanut butter ball company who's going to be sharing some of those foods. We've got our fruit. Chibasso Bakery is going to be on hand for those loaves of chibasso bread that disappear in 2 minutes.
Yeah, sure do.
Lots of activities. We've got a band, as we usually do. It'll just be a lot of fun. It's a big party.
That's right.
What time does it start?
So the race starts at 6:20. Mm-hmm. Registration at the event will begin at 5 o'clock. Winners will be across the finish line by about 6:36. I'll be about 10 minutes behind that.
At least you're doing it. I give you credit for that. And so, I saw it last year, and it's just a really cool thing.
It's a lot of fun.
I remember it was a beautiful, you're going to have some beautiful weather. I think the rain's all gone now.
I think so.
After a beautiful weekend.
It's a great event. Right. There are a lot of people who enjoy Bushnell Park in an evening anyway, so it's another event for them to participate in, just to watch. As they walk through the park, it runs through downtown Hartford, so some of the local neighborhoods, they'll get out and cheer. And then, as Beth said, the band will be there playing afterwards. Be a nice little party afterwards. Just a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. And people come year after year. So it's,
they do.
And I know personally, I see people that I only see there once
That's
a
right.
year.
That's right.
And it's kind of, let's reconnect. And how have you been over the past year? It's one of those. It's really become a community event.
Sure has. Yeah.
And if people have a good experience, and it's well organized, and it's a timed race, and you've got it all set up professionally, I think people appreciate that. Because
yes.
if you're a runner, man, you don't want to mess with anything right. that's not done right, right?
Correct.
That,
yep.
From what they tell me.
Correct.
Absolutely.
Exactly right. Yep.
So again, if you're interested, you can log in, you can go online right now and sign up. And where do you go to? Okay. So if you're interested and you want more information on the race or you want to get signed up, you can go to jbsandboysports.com, or they've got a telephone number you can call as well, which is 203-481-5933. And if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Ray Bovich, and you're the past president of
I'm
the Society.
I'm past president of the Society, exactly right, yeah.
Heavy sigh, big relief.
I started counting down to my past presidency before I was made president. I've been on the board. This is my seventh year on the board. It's been a heck of an experience. Got to meet a lot of fun and interesting people, including you two. Been a bunch of travel, around the country and around the world. It's been a great experience. This is my last year on the board. You were talking about Lisa and Beth early on as being part of the connection. I was invited to join the board of the connection 3 years ago. So as I'm wrapping up my tenure on one board, I'm spending more time with another, and it's just really very powerful, very rewarding to be involved with such a tremendous organization.
It is a great organization, and it's great that you not only financially support them, but once you get inside and you're on that board and you see all the good things that they do, I mean, it's fantastic.
Sure
I mean,
is.
I've had with our video work and. Uh-huh. Some of our public relations initiatives I've had, especially with the foster care program. It's just amazing
it is.
The things that they do.
We touch so many lives
you
in
do.
Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
We really do, and make so many of them better. And it's a resource that, unfortunately, not a lot of people know about. We're trying to get the word out a little bit more and more each day. But, and Ann's helped us with that messaging. But, we do provide a very valuable service for people that don't have anywhere to turn.
Yeah, and and I editorialize about this a lot, Ray, is that, with budget cuts and with, don't even get me started on this $10 million study tolls. Are you kidding me? Why don't you just go home now? That's what I want to say. But anyway, so...
why'd you turn my mic off on that?
No. Oh, my goodness. I just can't believe it. So, so many of these nonprofit organizations
right.
that really do improve society and
they
help
do.
People that, can't help themselves oftentimes.
Connecticut, for all its faults, all its challenges, is a well-off state. Mm-hmm. It's a very well, the standard of living overall is good within the state.
If you can still live here.
If you can still live here, exactly
oh
right.
My
so
goodness.
So the point is, so many of the communities that the Connection serves is very much under the surface here
right.
in the state. You don't really expect that there are these people in need of this level of help
right.
within Connecticut. It's very eye-opening to see how close to the surface the need really is.
Well, and I believe, too, to that point that, I won't even get into this whole discussion on your comment that Connecticut is well off. We'll just leave that there. But to your point, even someone as a business owner and who is doing okay, I'm surviving. I mean, it's not easy. But I can't imagine, if I didn't have the resources that I have
right.
today, and there's so many people out there that don't.
Right.
So
exactly
you're right.
right.
I think that's what really the bottom line is.
But I think, too, when Ray talks about the state being as it is, we are service rich
yes.
in terms of, social services, nonprofit organizations like The Connection that really do help people, change their lives for the better.
With proven results.
Yes.
So it's,
yep.
There's so many things that you can just throw the money at, right? Throw the money at. And it doesn't work, but it does work because they've got measurements and proven results.
It does. Other organizations from around the country come to see the Connections programs to see what they do. So it's a leader in that regard. You know, we all sweated it out. The board and the administration of the Connection sweated out the budget cuts a year ago. The fact that the Connection, I'm going to brag here a little bit, the Connection provides, frankly, better services at less cost than the state does, you know, is really a feather in the cap of the Connection. You know, the when I say the state's well off, I want to clarify it. It's not so much the state budget. I mean, the state budget is terrible. But when we talk about the standard of living of most people, you know, it is still a higher income. It's a higher expense, but a higher income state. And again, that's really the conflict, the contradiction that a lot of people don't see.
Right. And speaking of our state capital, so people might be wondering, where can they park?
Yes.
So hopefully those folks will have gone home for the day, and that parking lot up there, I guess you've got permission for folks to park there.
Yes.
And there's what about the street parking around the Bushnell? Is that going to be...
So the race runs partially around the Bushnell, so there'll be no street parking directly next to the park, but, you know, the private lots will be open. You know, and the rates are lower just because there's no other big event in town. Mm-hmm. You know, as you said, the Capitol is open for the event. So parking, you know, has never really been
a problem. It's never been an issue. No, and there is on-street parking that you can find.
Right.
Get there early. There's lots of things going on even before registration. We'll be there.
We sure will.
From the mid-afternoon on, just setting up and getting ready and talking to folks and
having fun.
Having a good time.
You know, as you said, Ann, you see a lot of Superman and Superwomen, you know, going in and out of the restrooms. A lot of the runners are already working downtown, so their parking is not an issue for them.
And the other beauty, I was looking at your promotional material, it's a flat course.
Yes.
Very flat course.
So no hills. Pretty easy.
It's all relative, but no hills. It's a straightforward course.
Yep. That's right.
Yep.
So do you remember who won last year? What was the winning time last year?
Oh,
and it's male and female, correct?
Male and female, I do not recall. I do not recall who the winners are. They're online. Maybe next year I'll remember to do that before we chat.
That's okay. But, I was just curious.
But all the results for all the races are online, including, you know, my abysmal times.
Well, I think, too, the cool thing is we have so many different categories of awards.
Right.
So people by very different ages. We give awards for kids. We give awards for the 80-plus club.
Right.
And we do have them in both, you know, ends of the spectrum. So lots and lots of people. We're, you know, as Ray said, expecting 900 to 1,000 people. Our early registrations have been very positive this year. I think people are wanting to come out and share this event. We're up these few days before the event about 30%.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
More than we had last year at this time.
That's great.
Yeah.
And we should mention that Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield is also one of the title sponsors of the race,
right,
as well as the CFA Society Hartford. What do people get if they win? Money.
There's no cash prizes
for this
event, but as Beth mentioned a moment ago, the pint glasses, which I've seen,
they're
very sharp pint glasses.
Okay.
They fit well in the hand. I haven't tried them out yet, but maybe this evening I will, because I do have a sample at home. And they're frosted with the logo of the event, which says CFA Society Corporate 5K, just as it does on the brochure, with the Connections logo in the you know, sole of the shoe. It's a very attractive.
So anything different than this year that people can expect for the race, or if it's working, keep
it
going,
working,
right?
Don't mix it.
It's not
don't
broken,
mess.
Don't fix it.
There you
right?
go. That's exactly right. Now, runners like to, you know, to have the confidence that it's the same course. We're competitive, if even only with ourselves. Can I beat last year's time? You know, so they want to have the same course. You know, it just it's helpful on the support. You know, the police and the fire department for the city of Hartford, they pull out the stops to keep us safe, and they want to know that they're doing the same thing. So, yeah, as you said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That's right. So, Beth, are there specific programs that the proceeds from this race go to, or do you just, you know, do you create programs with the revenue? What'd you do with the dough from last year?
So the revenues from this really go to where they're needed most.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we try to keep the proceeds in the Hartford market. However, if programs need the financial help in New Haven or Norwich or Waterbury or wherever our programs exist, that's where these dollars go. And it's really important for us because as a nonprofit, you know, mostly state-funded nonprofit for that matter, oftentimes our budgets are very difficult, and it's difficult for us to serve the amount of people that we do need to see with the monies that we have. So events like this with unrestricted revenues really help the connection, you know, with their mission to serve people, to help them to become productive citizens in our communities. And we work with people, as you know, that are homeless. We work with children that are in foster care. We work with people with substance abuse and mental illness. We work with folks that are coming out of prison that are trying to reintegrate into society. So many different folks with many, many issues, some of them, you know, sort of coupled with other things. We reunite families across the state that mm-hmm. have been torn apart from domestic violence, substance abuse, homelessness, some real major issues.
Incarceration.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the other thing. It's a tough business to have a budget, right? Mm-hmm. It's like anything else. It's like education. You never know if a teacher's going to go out on sick leave or, you know, pregnancy or things like that. I'm just using that as an example because you don't know when someone's going to have a need for your program.
Absolutely.
So we're talking about the CFA Society Hartford. Everybody wants to say of Hartford.
Correct. Yeah.
But I'm not going to do that because that's not what it is. CFA Society Hartford and their corporate 5K. It's coming up this Thursday, which is August 2nd. Can you believe
that? I know. Summer is going.
Oh, my goodness. It's so sad. But it's maybe it'll cool down a little bit for all of your runners. And we want to encourage you to get registered. And you can't do this alone. You know, you want people to participate. You're already up to over 1,000 runners. But volunteers are good, too.
Absolutely. We need as many hands as we can take. If you are looking to volunteer, actually, you can call me directly because the connection is coordinating all the volunteers for this event. And Beth Connor, 860-343-5500, extension 1600. Call me, and we can get you on the docket to volunteer.
That's right.
You want to give out your phone number too, Ray, or no?
No, I don't think I should for this. Thank you, though.
Me neither.
Yeah.
So it does, and it's fun. You know, it's part of giving back, and it's going for a great cause. So if you want to register, you can go to jbsportsandboysports.com, and John Bisewitz is involved in one of the – he runs a great race.
Sure does, yeah.
Pays attention to detail. He's
sure
got a great reputation.
Yep.
So his company is handling this. And also there's information on the CFA Society Hartford at cfasocietyhartford.org.
That's right.
And I should mention, too, that this is John's give-back race to the community.
Yes.
He's been so generous, and this is the event where, you know, he wants the proceeds to go to another cause.
Oh, wow.
So this event does, you know, help the connection and its mission, and we were called into it several years ago to be the beneficiary of this great event. So it's grown, and certainly with the CFA Society's assistance 4 years ago, it's grown even more, and we're just really grateful to John, his team, Ray, and his team for making this a wonderful event.
And all the teams and runners that actually make it happen, too.
Yes.
You know, and I see that a lot with a lot of my clients, and they, you know, if they have a nonprofit angle to them, and a lot of businesses want to know, you know, we want to do something, we want to give back, and I find that oftentimes some of them give back to the same people all the time. And I won't mention any names. But, you know, if you're out there and you're listening and you're thinking, you know, who can I have a fundraiser for? Who should benefit from this event or that event? You know, do your homework and take a look at some of the other nonprofits that aren't always, you know, at the top of the list. Because, I mean, everybody deserves the funding, but some people get a lot more than others. So I think it's really nice that that you decided this was going to be your cause, the connection, and people don't know.
That's right.
So a little background to that, which could, I think, help your comment as well. When we first started getting involved with the road race, I gave John a call. I said, we want to get involved. And we talked about the, quote, orphan races that he had, because John organizes something over 40 races per mm-hmm. year around the state. You know, an orphan race, one without a title sponsor. So the Hartford Corporate 5K was certainly an appropriate one for us to get involved in. But we also looked to see what the you know, what the beneficiary was. And we wanted a beneficiary that was broad-reaching, had a very good reputation, and was, you know, was inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
as you can imagine, sometimes a charity can be polarizing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is important to some people is certainly anathema to others. So, you know, if you're an organization that wants to sponsor a race, giving John a call might not be a bad way to go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm involved in another race we can talk about another time. But, you know, the beneficiary there will be a local, very much grassroots organization. Part of partnering with the charity is certainly making sure the money's going to the right place, but as Beth said, also the volunteers. You know, these races really do need a lot of volunteers, so we want to make sure that the beneficiary partner can pull out volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
Volunteers for this race will get a T-shirt.
They'll get
a T-shirt and hot dogs.
Yeah, that's right.
And over 21 a beer.
We're going to be cooking up about 800 hot dogs on Thursday evening.
That's a lot of dogs. And again, Hog River Brewing in Hartford is going to be providing the beer, and then there's a party after, if that's your thing. So I'm really hoping that people listening, you know, at least go down, support the runners, volunteer, or sign up. Again, to sign up for the race, which is coming up right around the corner this Thursday, you can go to jbsports.com. And, you know, I hope you have a beautiful day. And even if you don't, runners don't care. You know, sometimes if it's raining, they even love it more. So, but I really, continued success. It's great that your organization does this and gives back to such an organization close to my heart. And Beth, I want to thank you for sitting in.
Thank you.
And we hope that Lisa takes care of her boo-boo and gets back on her, literally on her feet soon, because she's got work to do.
She does.
She does. So anything else you want to add? We have just about 30 seconds left. I'll give it to you if you got something.
Just thank you, everyone, for your support. Very happy to have your support in promoting this event, Anne. Beth, just thrilled to be partnered with the connection in this.
As are we.
You know,
thank
John
you.
Beiswitz does a great job. He and his team do a great job every year. It's an awful lot of fun. We hope to see you down at the park on Thursday evening.
And that's why we do this. This is a community service program, and you're doing a great community service, so that's great. And I want to thank all of you for listening to this edition of The Connection right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Once and another.